Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Follow Him Favorites. John and I are sharing a single story to go with each week's lesson. John, we're in Jacob 1 through 4, and you've told me you have an experience to share.
I do. There's something in Jacob 4:13. There's one word that I just love. Okay, so Hank, I'm going to quiz you first. What is the definition of truth given in section 93, the Doctrine and Covenants?
Oh, John, you're asking me to know my scriptures.
Truth is a knowledge
of things as they are, as they were, and as they will be, something like
as
that.
As they are to come, something like that, right? It's a knowledge of things as they are and they are to come. Okay, so go way back, Hank. I'm 17 years old. I don't even know where you are, probably pre-mortal existence. I was bowling at Fairmont Bowl, and I remember looking at the end of the lane, and there's a little number one that says first ball and a number two that says second ball. It was a green number one, and Hank, it looked like an 11. And I remember going, did they change the rules? What's wrong? I'm pushing on my head, and the one is going, rah, 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 and I'm like, why? There's something wrong with my eyes. So I finish bowling. I say, Mom, I got to go see an eye doctor. And the eye doctor says, you have astigmatism. And I'm like, bless you. He says, no, you have astigmatism. I'm just like, what's astigmatism? And he says, your eyes are shaped more like a football than a basketball. And I was like, oh, I watch too much football. And Hank, I can't even express. This was heartbreaking. My plan was to be a fighter pilot. You had to have 20/20 vision to be a military pilot. And all of that went out the window right there. I don't know what it is now with LASIK, but that was all gone. I remember going a few weeks later and picking up my glasses. I remember putting those glasses on. Hank, I don't know how long my vision had been blurry. From distance and close, that's astigmatism. It was distorted at any length. And I put on those glasses, and it was like the first time you saw high definition television and just went, whoa, that's how I felt. I put them on. I can see the leaves and the trees so distinctly. My mom's driving me home. I'm like, this is amazing. Next time I went bowling, it's like 11-1, 11-1.
Right? You're like, I can see.
This is so sharp. And everything was so clear and defined. I had no idea how long, like I said, it had been distorted for me. Well, here's the thing. Today, we have resources like crazy. You can ask a question in the air. You can ask Google or Alexa or Siri, and they will tell you the way they think things are. And AI will tell you the way they think things are from their database. And there's a chance it might be true. So we've joked about this before. If you lack information, ask of Google. If you lack wisdom, that's a different question. So when you get to Jacob 4:13, he has something better than Google, than Alexa, than Siri, than ChatGPT. And this is what he says in Jacob 4:13. In Jacob 4:13, he adds one word to that definition of truth in section 93. And I just love it. Let me start. Behold, my brethren, he that prophesieth, let him prophesy to the understanding of men. For the Spirit speaketh the truth and lieth not. Wherefore, it speaketh of things as they really are, and of things as they really will be. I just love the extra word really in there. So many sources that'll tell you something, but I don't want AI. I want II. I want infinite intelligence to tell me, and the Spirit will speak of things as they really are, and of things as they really will be. All of us, as much as possible, get in places where the Spirit of the Lord is, and then we can sense things the way they really are. And that's how I felt first time I put on those glasses.
Oh, I love it. Fantastic. I love the idea that I didn't know I couldn't see until I saw.
And then I went, oh, this is the way things really look.
This is what it's like to see. And we can go through that same thing spiritually. Oh, I can see. I can see. Why don't we see if you really see?
See the way things really are.
I bet you sing Amazing Grace differently, right?
I once was blind, but now I see.
Now I see. He's like, I've built that, brother. John, well, I think families all over the planet are grateful you didn't become a fighter pilot, but you became a church speaker and you've blessed a lot of lives.
Maybe in the next life. I don't want to shoot anybody. I just want something grossly overpowered. That's what I tell people.
I want to fly. What did you say? Fast and low. I've heard you say.
Yeah, I want to go really fast or really low.
Really low.
That'd be so fun. Yeah.
Come join us on our full podcast. It's called Follow Him. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. We're with Dr. Barbara Morgan Gardner this week. You're going to love what she does with this first half of Jacob. And then join us next week for another Follow Him Favorites.